We don't run from the truth. We don't fake the healing.
We heal it.
It's a revolution now, and you're invited.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh.
Heal that shit, don't hold it in.
Oh,
rip the band-aid, let it begin. Truth gets loud when you stop the lie. We cry.
Man, I love a good theme song. I was recording today and I was like, man, I really like this theme song. I really like our theme song. It is a bop. I'm like,
yes,
yeah,
it
makes you want to clap and shake your hands. I like it.
I can't wait for us to have our new intro. I know you said that we could wait until we come back after the holidays, but I even think even incorporating some AI effects to make it like a music video will be such a cool experience, because I am seeing people making so many different art mediums using a lot of these different tech tools, and they are constantly evolving. So one of the things I want to do is test these different tools, see how they work, not just for me personally, but how it could impact other businesses and organizations. So I really look forward to transforming what we're building here with the intro and seeing what can come out of it.
Yes. So if y'all just listening, y'all need to come on over here to this video, honey, and see the things, okay? Because production, all right? That's what I need you to know. That was perfect. That was perfect. That was so perfect. So welcome, y'all, to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit, where we are taking everything we learned in 2024, amplifying it for a new year of transformation. Y'all, 2025 finna be out here and finna be gone in a minute.
Ooh,
and we're gonna be saying everything that's been happening in 24 and 25 and now in 26. Ah, that's crazy. But anyway, the point is, this is not just a podcast anymore. This is a revolution of healing. So whether you are a longtime listener or you're here for the very first time, get ready for some life-changing conversations.
Yes, indeed, because we've learned something powerful over the past year and then some, that when we share our truth, we give others permission to do the same. And we have created this space for the truth tellers, the truth seekers, the change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding and we start healing. Amen.
Amen. So whether you are here to work through your own journey or you're here to learn from ours, you're in the right place. We are about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get results.
So buckle up, strap in, grab your favorite drink, and let's heal that shit together.
Yes, y'all see I have my drink ready today. Hey, go me. So what's up, y'all? My name is Kimberland Jackson. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am a scientist forever conducting a science experiment. I really didn't realize how much of a scientist I was until this past year, for real, for real. Everything
Come on.
Is a science experiment in my world, but I love it here. So I specifically am a biologist, and I really love brain research and trauma-informed practices and things of that nature. I'm also a visionary and motivational speaker, virtual producer, network executive. I'm the founder of Intuitive Melanated Life Coaches, where I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I also am a professional frolicker. I currently live in Medellin, Colombia in South America. I left the U.S. in October of 2021. It has been 4 years, and that's wow. But yeah, we can talk about that another time, another place. I'm here today, host, producer, you know, we here. What's up? Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey. Okay. Clock it. Scientist, I see you, girl. Okay.
Damn.
Well, my name is Bianca Goolsbee, and I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. And I am an investigator and a receipt collector. So if the receipts end up at your front door, don't be mad at me. Be mad at the receipts, okay? All right. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. Okay. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. And my purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment in doing that fearlessly. Okay. In this space here, all right, want to make sure that we're very clear. There are three keys. Okay. There are three keys that we operate in this space, and that is accountability, transparency, and integrity. These are not just buzzwords or words that sound very powerful to say. Words have meanings, okay? And we need to honor and respect that. Also, before we go further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we expect from you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you can expect from us is to operate out the three keys. We're going to keep it real and we're going to speak freely. And that means that we may cuss if and when we feel like it. So I say that maybe you have little listeners. Maybe you want to have some headphones, some AirPods, maybe not, that's your business, but we are going to speak freely in this space. Also, what we expect from you. Hate speech, hate comments, not over here. We proudly serve in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Yes, indeed. So engage with intention or be escorted to the block. Pew! Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We want you to go on this journey with us because we're facilitating these very important conversations. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you because together we're committed to doing the work to heal. Now, girl, we got some things to tell the people, girl. But at least start with the emojis. But
I was about to say, well, let's get the business out the way before we jump into things. So business, y'all. Want to make sure y'all know how to interact with us. When you are feeling yourself be like, yes, clocked, that the way that you can do that is by dropping emojis into the chat. So we have our collective emoji that we use here. That is the heart with the bandage wrapped around it. That is how we know that you're coming from this particular community. That is our anchor emoji there. And you can pair that with a plethora of things, including our individual emojis. So we both have individual emojis. Mine are the sunflower and the crayon. Yellow is my favorite color. It reminds me of the sun. It makes me happy. It brings me joy. It uplifts my spirit. Sunflowers are also the symbol of invisible disabilities. And as someone who is very neurodivergent and figuring out how much more neurodivergent I am every day that passes, I am becoming a very fierce advocate and activist for those of us who are living with those invisible disabilities. So sunflowers also represent that. And then the crayon, because it was a time in my life that was very black and white, and I made a conscious decision to color the fuck out of my life, to intentionally infuse joy and color into my life. And that's what I am doing. So sometimes I do that with my language. Sometimes I do that with shaking that ass on the internet, because baby, the birth is happening, hey. Honey. Oh, I relived my glory days now. Oh, my God, today. I had good time. And also, that's a part of that crayon. I'm going to be a full-ass person. Okay? So you never know, you know, what that's going to look like. So those are mine. Tell them about yours.
Okay. So my two emojis is the teddy bear and the hands that form the heart. Okay? So teddy bear season. I have a lot of love to give. Love is the highest frequency. And I'm just a nice, cuddly individual. But also, baby, okay, warning, when you poke the bear, it could be something that's very, very serious. And I'm saying again, that if you got receipts that show up at your front door, don't get upset with me. Okay. The hands that form the heart, let me tell you something. The journey with my heart is something that I am continuing to document, to be very transparent about, with dealing with heart failure, having a pacemaker, and literally taking this day by day, navigating a digital nomad life where the U.S. system of healthcare is just awful, okay? Awful. And I still don't have a cardiologist after all of this time. And it is wild to me. So I don't even know who's receiving my reports of my pacemaker currently. This is still a thing. Okay. So I am very forthcoming with this information and very transparent about it, because there are several people that have reached out to me to say, oh my gosh, I was diagnosed with insert heart disease here. And I just thank you for sharing your story, because this has been life-changing for me. And I have seen an increase of people that are dealing with heart-related conditions. And a lot of that has to deal with stress. So I'm here to just uplift that the heart, the hands that form the heart. I'm here to give love, but also here to tell my story about my journey with my heart and practicing my peace, because I'm telling you, people will poke it, people will try you, but ultimately, we're here to heal that shit. So those are my emojis.
Period. Okay. So want to uplift again that you can hear and see us. All right. So on podcast platforms, you can find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever podcasts be podcasted at. And we are also on YouTube. If you search Heal That Shit or Life Unfiltered Heal That Shit, you will find us there. You can also go over to our website, wehealthatshit.com. Where you will have access to our book list and episodes, and just kind of see what's happening in this world as we build out this world continuously and with you all together. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our spirit check, y'all. That is the part of this time where we intentionally create time to honor our spirits and how we are feeling, and give us a moment to check with intention about what is going on with ourselves, inside our brains, inside our hearts, inside all the things. So the way that we do that is we do that through sharing four different colors, and you all can model the way that this works for you, model it on the way that we do it, because we'll do an example of what this looks like and sounds like. But basically, I'll tell you what each of the colors represent. So green is I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue is I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. In yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. All right. So if you are watching with us during the premiere, go ahead and answer the poll question. If you are watching the replay, please tell us in the comments. If you're hanging out with us here now, go ahead and tell us in the comments and in the chat of what that looks like for you and how that lives. So we describe this heart in a multitude of ways, and we're going to model that for you. So you are starting this week. How is your spirit feeling today?
So I had to really think about how I was going to answer this question, because I knew that it was going to come up in the recording of the episode. So on the podcast on the Minding My Black Ass Business Network, So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese, one of your guest hosts, it sparked something in me where they describe their feelings of being a lava lamp. I really gravitated towards the visualization of that, but then also being like, I see that currently, presently. So I am going to use Shekinah's example for me because it resonated so much with me. So visualize my heart as a lava lamp, and the colors that exist are all of the colors that are on the board: yellow, purple, blue, and green. There is more blue than any other color, but all of the colors represent. The way that the lava lamp is moving, it is ebbs and flows. There is no type of calculation. There is no type of frequency or consistency of how these colors show up, but it's all there. And so my transparency moment will kind of open the door of just kind of expanding that. Mm-hmm. But my spirit is a lava lamp with all of these colors happening at different times, at different frequencies, but the blue is a more prominent color in the lava lamp. What about
you? Yeah. I really appreciate you doing that callback because that also did really resonate with me when Shekinah shared that imagery. And even just now as you brought it back up, I was like, this feels pretty accurate. Like just the unpredictability and the one might be larger than another at any given time and kind of the fluidity of it all. I want to join you in Lava Lamp World in describing for me. So I definitely feel that if there were a light, if you will, at the base of the lava lamp, that would probably be blue, if you will. And then I feel that, yeah, it's kind of like a blue purple situation. Every so often a gold might, you know, fold over into it. And then it's like, oh, look, it's a green. And then it's like blue purple, you know, like type of fluidity type of thing. Yeah, I think that is feeling most accurate. Mm-hmm. So if Lava Lamp resonates with y'all, please do go ahead and share that. If there's a different type of configuration that resonates with you, whether that's plaid, polka dots, clouds, whatever, just describe it the best way that you can of how your spirit is feeling with intention. So let's go ahead then and get into the transparency moment. And unpack the things, girl, because what I'm knowing is that you have had a lot going on over there and people been messaging me, telling me stuff and like, should I tell her? And I'm like, there's no need to share that piece of information, but thank you for sharing. Thank you for asking me before you went over to ask her. And thank you. It's been a lot that's been going on. So how do you want to contextualize and also bring me up to speed? Because we also really haven't had a chance to talk for real as we try to manage and balance life.
Now, you're supposed to start a transparency moment, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So I'm starting the transparency moment. I still want to know. We still got to get to all that, though. So I know y'all got the same questions, too, that I got. So
using the opportunity to
just pin that. That's fine. No problem. I'm going to give you all your time you need to think and get your ducks in order, what you need to say. Here we go. So what has been going on in my world? Well, it's been really interesting. So the biggest thing is I've been preparing for this break that I know that my brain desperately needs to be able to recalibrate and help myself to figure out whatever the next stage of life is about to look like. So I'm grateful for the system that I've been able to develop, if you will, of like planning and then recording and then editing and all that. It's a lot, but I am grateful that we were able to map it out in a way that doesn't feel so overwhelming, because I feel like if Shekinah had not worked with me to do that I would still be sitting here trying to figure out how to do that. So that has been like where the core of my energy is going. So if there is a down moment, it is like, okay, what can I be doing right now to work towards this break that I need? What I also say is I greatly underestimated the amount of both cognitive and emotional energy that was going to be needed to record all these things. Because I'm, you know, talking about things in containers and stuff, but it's like I'm also very present as I'm talking about these things. So it's been a lot of energy also that has been expended, where there were days where I thought I was going, you know, I got me a 2.5 hour block here. I'm going to knock out 2 episodes right here. Boom, bang. That's going to be done, son. And then, no, that's not happening, girl, because I child left. I done talked about all this. I need a drink. And I don't drink. So, like, I need some water, juice, or something. Like, that was a lot. So that has made me have to be, like, flexible in the plan, but also there was a plan. So I'm able to flex the plan within the plan. So that's a good thing. But that is pretty much where, like, a lot of my energy has been going. And that, for the most part, has been going smoothly. Now, the boomerang, the wrench, the monkey wrench, the things that came into things is, girl, we get an email. We get an email. Cut this part out. So I say all that to say the things that are happening in education right now are very far reaching and very much rolling out quickly. Like, I talked to somebody and they were like, so-and-so just got a promotion. And like last week or 2 weeks ago or something like that. And they're like, now, yeah, we got to let you go today. So that definitely was like, one, what do I do with that information? What does that mean? And it was interesting because I had just said to some people a couple days ago, we were in a space together, and I was like, you know, make sure that you all give feedback. And so what we talked about this month was about bright spots, tiny bright spots of joy. And, you know, I just named, I'm like, it's a lot that's going on right now, and it's a lot of questions that we have about things, but what are the bright spots that we can look to when we do need to ground ourselves and remind ourselves, like, I'm still here, like, I'm still breathing. All is not lost, because we do have to hold on to some type of semblance of hope just in the world right now. Like, we can't just, you know, give up. So I had just said that to them, and I was like, and what they said to me was, so actually, I'll share with you what I created, and then I'll tell, because it'll make more sense of why they said what they said. So give me just a second. I'm going to open, I'm going to pull up Canva. But if you have, if you were wanting to say something, you can say something, because it's going to take me a couple moments to pull this up.
The things that are happening in education is so sad. And the ramifications of how it impacts real people, real children, just like how have you been processing all of this? Like, what does some of these things look like for you personally?
I don't actually know that I have been processing things. I think that I have been receiving information, and that I have been, you know, keep in mind, a lot of the stuff that's happening right now is not surprising to me, per se. It is just that it is happening so quickly because, you know, again, I saw a lot of this stuff already coming. It's just the, yeah, like the quickness with which it is occurring is, it's jarring maybe, in that like it kind of throws you off balance, which is the intention. Like, the intention of the entire situation is to keep you off balance and keep you in a state where you can't get your foot in, you know, ever. So that's kind of how it feels. It just feels like there have been these situations where, okay, you know, it feels like I can just breathe for a moment and, you know, it's going to be all right. And then all of a sudden something happens and now you're thrown off balance again. And so even, you know, for me, people were asking me how I was doing, because I work, like, a lot of the work that I do, like I said, is with these people I just finished talking to, like people that like was just in it, what is going on right now? They were like, you know, how are you processing. And I was just like, I am doing everything that I can to know that God is in control. And I don't want that to sound like spiritual or emotional bypassing, because I do not mean that at all. Because when I tell you I let myself feel, honey, I'm going to say the things, I'm going to feel the things, I'm going to cry the things, I'm going to do all of that. And also, at the end of the day, I cannot control any of this that is happening. I don't have any control over this. So God has given me very clear and specific instructions on what to do. And I am focusing on that and just believing that whatever else is happening that I don't know about is working for my good. Like, I just have to believe that. And that kind of goes along with what I was going to share. Basically, what I had them do, where are my screens, Jesus, Father God? Okay, hold on, y'all. This is when you could tell.
And how many tabs you got up today?
Girl, hush. The ones that I need for what we doing. Now, hush your mouth.
Oh, hell.
So anyway. Looking for a reason to say something. Hush. Hush up all of that. So anyway, one of the pages, I had them do this tiny book of bright spots, basically is what it was called. And I'll show y'all the whole like template. A tiny zine of bright spots, a pocket-sized pages to spark smiles when you need them most. So this is like a template that I made in Canva. So each page has different things. So for instance, this is things that make me smile inside. So I put a whole bunch of pictures of Jack. It is Dia de los Muertos time. And I'm deep in like getting the pictures ready for the ofrenda and all that kind of stuff. So I had to source some of these pictures. So I did that the other day. And then I did October essentials, and I put my new house shoes, my Duolingo streak, my tea, the double rainbow. I've been cooking. So that's also been cool. But then one of the last things that we do is a note to my future self. And I put a picture of myself from, this is first grade, I believe. And keep in mind, I'm from New Orleans, so I don't have a lot of pictures of myself at all. But basically what I said in this letter is, dear future me, it's been a wild ride these past few years, but look at you. You're still here doing it, impacting people across the world in ways you once only dreamed about. Who would have thought? I'm so deeply proud of you. You kept showing up. You kept believing. You kept defying gravity at every turn. You'll be remembered for the love you've poured into this world, for the way you've changed lives, even the ones you'll never meet. Your impact ripples far beyond you. This is your legacy. With gratitude and awe, me. So I did that, and I had shared it in this gathering with the other folks. And I was like, you know, this is the one I did. And I was so glad that I shared that, because what they did in that moment was took an opportunity to be like, let us tell you how much of an impact that you have made. So they were like, you know, Kimberlyn, we come in these spaces, and I don't care whether it's a game or whether we're doing learning about AI or whether we're learning how to use Canva, like, you create impactful experiences for us that help us to see ourselves better. They're like, we've been in here crying and like bonding and laughing. And they were like, this space that you have created just means so much. And thank you, you know, for this. So in all of that, what I had said to them was like, this is something that I, you know, want to continue to fight for, because we need to have a space to make sure that we're okay. And literally the next day, we get an email that they done fired all of these people. And then I was like, I didn't know why I was saying that. Like, I didn't know why I was like, y'all, you know, and I want to fight for this space. I don't know what's going on. Now, by this time, we had already been supposed to get paid. It hadn't gotten paid. So we knew that was going on, but didn't know what else was going on. But I was like, you know, I want to make sure, like, make sure y'all fill out the survey, make sure, you know, y'all give feedback, because the company does really honor feedback. So I'm like, you know, make sure y'all give feedback about what this has been like and how it's helped and, you know, all of that, so we can, you know, fight for this space. And I said, I don't know anything. I literally said, I was like, I don't know anything. I don't have any inside information. I don't know what's going on. I have as many questions as y'all, but what I know is that it's important for us to have this space. And I hope that even if this doesn't continue, that I've given enough for you all to be able to take this stuff with you so that you'll be all right. And so that was a lot, and that really knocked me all off balance. Like, I was just really like, I wasn't expecting that, especially because things had picked up so much that I was finally in a place of being like, okay, I think I can breathe for a minute. I think I at least have like 3 months that I don't have to panic about, which is why I was like, okay, I'm gonna take this break, like all of this. Like, so this happening and still having not gotten paid. It's like, okay, God, I don't know what you're doing, but look, you told me to get this Patreon up and going and get it organized and make it an experience. And I just have to believe that if you build it, they will come. Like, I just have to believe that because I don't know what else to do. So I really have been focusing on structuring the archive and, you know, making the videos so people understand when they come, and just really helping it to be a hub and a place that people are able to come and find community, find resources, like see the things that I'm watching, the things that I'm paying attention to, the news articles, the conversations, what have you, come here and understand what is happening and how we can support each other. I just have to pour myself into that because I cannot bank on education. And I've said this, like, I've been like, I know that this is only going to go so far. I was just hoping it would go a little bit further, but the drastic things that are happening, and because the government is shut down, is giving them more license to be able to do shit drastically with just whatever. Not that they care. They're like, because what are laws? There are not laws anymore. That's not a thing. And I know I've been telling y'all that for a while. I hope you're finally understanding what that means. There's not, laws are not a thing. It is all for play, right? So as things are getting slashed and cut and gutted and whatever, it is having far-reaching impacts. So working in education, it's shown up at the doorstep. So yeah, that's it.
Whew. I'm so sorry to hear that, friend. And I know that God is going to provide a way like he always has.
Got to. Ain't no other option.
It's a lot going on, friend. It's a lot going on. So I will continue and always keep you uplifted and in prayer as life continues to life and people continue to people. And I am just sending so much support to you for all the work that you have done. And I know that with provided the right support and with the folks that are joining, as you're gaining subscribers, as you're building that network that you've been building, I just pray that everything aligns in the way that you desire.
Yeah. Same. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, you ready? You got your ducks lined up and things?
Girl,
that
no.
You,
no, I got more questions to draw this out.
What?
What?
Not to draw it out.
what's the thing you've been cooking that's been giving you joy, friend? We talk about all the good stuff, man.
She said, girl. What have I been cooking that's been bringing me joy? I've been on a Asian kick for the past couple weeks. I was supposed to be on Mediterranean. I was supposed to get on like chickpeas and cucumbers and tomatoes and olives and supposed to like kind of be going down that road. But my cucumber head went bad. And so I had to get another cucumber. But that took some days, like, because I only order groceries on certain days because they only deliver in certain windows. So, you know, anyway, so because of that, I wound up going down the Asian avenue. So what I did is, you know, the good old teriyaki sauce that we got from Chef Ratatouille.
I sure do.
So I did that with some tilapia and vegetables. And then I made some fried rice. So that was good. I just polished that off last night. Now, today and for the remainder of the week, I'm probably going to go Mexican, to be honest with you, because it is Dia de los Muertos time. So yeah. I'm really, you know, getting in that vibe. So I'm probably going to go fish tacos, most likely pico de gallo. Maybe even some homemade tortilla chips. That might be fun to do. Yeah, thank you for asking me that, because I had not yet thought about what I was having for dinner yet. It was going to be 7 o'clock, and then I was going to be like, I should probably eat something. What shall I have today? That's usually how it goes. So thank you for asking me that now. Because I was able to work that out in my brain. I think the favorite thing right now, actually, that I do make, like I was sharing with you earlier, is the apple crumble. It really does bring me joy. And the apple crumble is basically a sliced apple. It can be red or it can be a Granny Smith, your preference. And basically, you slice it up into some cubes. I definitely take the skin off, okay, because that just... It helps it to not be so chewy, if you will. So you go ahead and peel your apple, one apple, you cube it up, dice it up, whatever, squeeze you some lime or lemon juice on it, get you a little cinnamon, a little bit of sugar, maybe a splash of vanilla, what have you, stir that on up. All right, that's the apple. Then you get you some, and notice I'm saying some because it's really not measurements for real. But some oatmeal, I'm going to say, if I had to give a measurement, I don't know, like a third of a cup of oatmeal, a tablespoon of flour, again, some cinnamon, like a spoonful or something. I usually put nutmeg, and then you get you some butter and you cube it up. And what you do is you combine the oatmeal and all of the ingredients, you combine all of that, and then you put the cubed butter in it. And then I mash it with a fork because I don't like using finger meat. So then I mash it with a fork, and then that's the crumble.
It's the finger meat for me.
Because I don't like it. I'm serious about this. And I need y'all to understand how serious I am. And see, this is also cross universes, because we talked about finger meat over on So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. So if you don't know what I mean by finger meat, you got to go over there. But anyway, I don't like my fingers getting dirty. So I use the fork to smash the butter into the oatmeal and stuff, and it makes a nice little crumble situation. Pop open the air fryer, put in your apples, put in your crumble, put it in the air fryer, 15 minutes. It's like grandma's house. You know, it's so delicious. It really, really is my favorite thing. My absolute favorite thing right now.
Yes, it makes me happy.
Yeah, because I tried to do a chocolate cake, y'all, in the air fryer. It did not work. Understand me? It failed. Okay, miserably. So I'm going to give that a break while I go back and reconfigure that recipe. But that apple crumble, though, that's going in the cookbook for sure. It's easy. It's real. The only thing is that you do got to dirty up quite a few dishes, because you do have to have you a bowl for the apples, a bowl for the crumble, you know, then you got to put, I use the silicone liners for the air fryer, because otherwise it's going to fall through the holes, you know, so you need like your liner or something. So I put it in there, and then you got to clean that afterwards, but it's a good time. I forgot you could put almonds in it. You can put, like, if you like pecans, for instance, you can put nuts in it. Girl, it'd be a good time. It'd be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Oh, I got more questions, obviously.
Girl, I'm giving you 3 more minutes. What?
Okay, cool. So my question is, I done lost it after you was like, I'm going to give you 3 minutes. And I was like, okay, how can I expand this even longer? Because I really only had 2 questions. what was I going to ask you about? Well, I do think that this is a great time to go ahead and roll commercial for Discover Your Destiny.
What if the thing you've always called too much was the exact thing God designed on purpose? This is for the ones who've always known they were different. Too sensitive, too loud, too knowing, too intuitive, too woo-woo. But what if your sensitivity is actually your superpower? What if your intuition was your inheritance? Discover Your Destiny is a 10-week sacred journey back to yourself,
We explore the design of your soul, your spiritual gifts, and the unique way that God speaks to you. This isn't church. It's not a rule book. It's not a performance. It's the moment you stop chasing approval and start walking in divine alignment. You'll gain clarity, language, and confidence around who you are and what you are here on the earth to do. You'll learn the real voice of God. And if you feel called to go on to become a certified intuitive melanated life coach, this is where that path begins. There are two ways to enter the sacred container: the Destiny Track, full investments and coaching experience, or the Divine Exchange Track, where internship meets soul work. You'll support podcasting, content creation, or brand development behind the scenes while learning how your unique gifts benefit the collective. Your knowing isn't a flaw. It's the fingerprint of God. This is your invitation, and I hope that you'll answer.
And we're back. So great that we're back. So now, you remember all them questions I was asking on the front end? I'm finna bring all of them right back. Why people been in my inbox, girl, messaging me like, girl, did you see this? And this happened to me. And I saw this person and this person try to run this message. And it's all kind of things that are
what's
happening.
Tea?
And
what's tea?
And they were like, do I need to tell Bianca? I'm like, you don't need to tell Bianca nothing. Let Bianca have peace, please, on earth. Like, just
tell me now. I'm here.
Somebody ran into let me be intentional with my words. Let me be very intentional with my words. Somebody was out at dinner or at a place, and she said to me, I know you don't fool with me like that since your bestie's with Bianca, but I wanted to say hi. Now, unless she sees my comments on B's page, how would she know anything about my dynamic with her? So I said, I don't think there's a need to tell Bianca. She's also been stalking Bianca's pages, so that's probably why she said that. So then the person continued and said, so that's what happened.
Let me lubricate.
And then there were you, and you know this person, you know they be having some choice words. So they were also like just very, very aggravated and very bothered. And then also they brought up Elvis and that and how much damage that Elvis had caused towards you and towards the both of you all, and just how blowed that they were at this alignment, and you know, the types of things that we've discussed and talked about and what have you. So that was the tea. That's what had happened.
Amberlynn.
Yes.
I'm going to say it in a way to where I can make sure that I can intentionally clip this, that that this can be sure to be on the show. Because when I tell you the lava lamp of the inconsistencies of feelings and the ups and downs for the past almost 2 weeks has been something. It's already one thing of the last show saying that just with the news and hearing the different things that are happening in the news and how that's triggering. And then to actually see things happen with people who had claimed that they love me. And that, that hit me. So let's start from before the representation situation. So I have been dealing with the obstacles of making sure that I reclaim my last name. Mm-hmm. That has been something that has been very important to me, and something that we agreed upon separation, that the previous name would be restored. Then I see this whole situation with Elvis and the whole complexities of that. And that was wild, to the point in the last episode, I said, y'all got it. I ain't gonna say nothing else about it. And then I find out when he goes live, after he names all of these different attorneys that's supposed to be representing him, I get messages late in the night on Wednesday that Michelle is representing him. The lava lamp girl, the lava lamp. The lamp probably would have exploded. You can ask Kalanda. I cried that night because I was so frustrated and so mentally spent as after all that he has said and done, you are aligning and representing him. And that's a choice. It's not like she's a public defender and has to represent him. She is intentionally choosing to represent him. And that is a choice that she's making, just like she's making the choice to represent one of the killers of Fulia, which is one of the reasons, again, I was very adamant about my last name, because they were taking pictures of who was his attorney. And Goolsbee was on the Florida bar, which is why I wrote letters. This has been something I've been dealing with privately. Okay. So find out that she's representing him. And again, the lava lamp pretty much exploded at that point. And I said, you know, as people are sending stuff to me, I knew that I just needed to just be like, I know. The best way that I could do that is to post clips. Not of what I'm saying, of what he said. And baby, when I tell you, when I posted that video, all hell broke loose.
I believe it.
All hell broke loose. And I shared on my episode that I recorded on Saturday on Morning Tea and Allegations on the Teaching for the Culture Network. Y'all can go check that out. That I wanted to make sure that people understood that I saw it and that I was going to explain how I felt about it on Saturday, because there were several people that was inboxing me. And one of the victims that was at the scene messaged me too about it and was upset and had their disappointment with Michelle's choice in representing Elvis. Why? How? After all that has been said or done? I don't know, but what I tell you, after I posted the video, Elvis reached out, wasn't doing that, was not having no conversations via phone, been there, done that. Michelle called me back to back, not talking to you, no contact. I've been very clear on that. And if any time that we need to communicate, it needs to be in writing, okay? After that, I did the show. And then even after that, after I did the show, I'm seeing different pages I ain't ever seen before. Looking at my page, you know, when you post a story and it shows you all the different people that viewed your story. Well, I look at those analytics. So I'm looking and I'm seeing faces and names that I haven't recognized in so long. I'm seeing people that is clearly marked non-follower that is looking at the page too. So there's a mix of people that I do know that are now looking that haven't looked. There are people who've been consistent that are looking and still looking. And there are people who have never even followed the page or haven't been following the page and is looking too. So my question is, well, what is it that's happening to where it is drawing attention for more people to see what I posted? I understand it drew a lot of attention, but even days after that, there were still people that were looking. So then I get an inbox. And I sent you the screenshot. I got a message, and it was my ex-wife. I'm going to pull it up and read it verbatim, because I'm going to make sure that this gets posted on the internet. Because what we're not going to do is we're not going to change stories and narratives because it doesn't align with your ego, particularly because 2026 is getting real hot in the political scene. And she is aligning with people that she thinks might be able to help her campaign, as Fentress is clearly the front runner. This is the message that I got. So her post says, and I quote, "No one should fear harassment, cyber stalking, and bullying for deciding to no longer be in a relationship. The perpetrators of these actions should not be protected by legal loopholes. More on this soon. I am working on something." The person sent me the screenshot of her post and said the following. "Just thought you should see. What happened between y'all is truly not my business, but I can't even begin to describe how unbelievably disappointed I am that she took Elvis on as a client, despite knowing that I am a direct witness slash victim of the event in question. Kimberlyn, I'm tired. I am in this balancing act of protecting my peace and then trying to prove my point because people I receive don't. And ultimately, I'm going to protect my peace. That is what I'm going to do. But also, when people lie on me, when people misrepresent what's happening, when people are outright just misaligning people's characters because of a decision she made, she decided to go out there and have unprotected sex with the lobbyist and do it multiple times and then lie about it. And then when confronted about it and like, hey, let's talk about it, lie about it, knowing that I have heart failure and compromise my body. I'm not even going down the rabbit hole of the financial impropriety and harm that has been caused. I'm not even going down the rabbit hole of the different things that have been said and done. But the fact that she got on this internet to make it seem like she removed herself from the marriage and the relationship and that somebody is cyber harassing her. And I got screenshots of different pages that she is using to look at my page. Going back to what you just shared with me about how the individuals like, well, how do they know of our, because she's looking and reading the comments of what people are saying on my page, because she's going and looking at my page. It's been happening for some time now and I've just been letting it ride. But the inbox, bro, the inbox, let me tell y'all something too. Not everything need to go to me. And I'm glad that there are certain people that went to you to ask you, because not everything need to go to me. While I appreciate the person reaching out to me and sharing that narrative that explains why there was a bunch of people that was looking at my page, because they assumed that she was probably talking about me and wanted to see what I posted in relationship to that. We could go receipt for receipt, baby. In the name of Jesus, we sure can. We sure can. But again, this is the balancing act. My heart rate elevated in this.
Of course.
So this don't give me peace. I've had to hold myself accountable to mine and have been publicly, which this month is Domestic Violence Survivor Month. And it looks different for everybody. Yeah. And I'm thankful that I'm on the other side of that. But there were narratives that were painted that I was this narcissist and X, Y, and Z, insert narrative here, until I told the truth. And I will continue to tell the truth.
This podcast is sponsored by Make Snitching Great Again. MSGA, baby. Enough is enough. And it's time for accountability, transparency, and integrity. It's time to snitch. Save 11% by using coupon code HEALTHATSHIT. Visit us online by visiting snitchwithus.org.
So, hoochah. Now, if you have any clarifying questions or anything like that, I'll answer them. But it has been a roller coaster, I'll tell you, with me balancing my feelings and also protecting my name, because you only get one name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I want you to take some deep breaths and enjoy that water that you're having, because I know it's been a lot. And I had made a comment on some post somewhere, one of the might have been on the post where you had shared the video of all of the things that Elvis had to say specifically about her. And I made a comment and I said, soon after this, the demons manifested. And I know a lot of people do not know what that means, but you know, you definitely do. And I think it's important to, because my concern is always going to come back to your health and you being able to make sure that you are not getting worked up over someone who clearly does not care, someone who clearly does not have integrity and does not believe in accountability and has a very, 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 very loose relationship with the truth, if a relationship at all. So knowing that, and knowing that is the type of person that she is and they are, insert whoever identifies as they here, I'm all about dropping receipts, all about it, because sometimes that needs to happen. But the concern then would be, at what point do you tap back out? Right? Because they want you to go down this vortex and black hole of chasing down all the outrageous, fantastical ass lies that they're telling, because it's a game to them. So yes, sometimes we do got to put it on out there. You know, I believe in that, honey. I love a mic drop moment. Okay. Cause stop playing with me. And also, I said what I said, and I'm done saying what I said, and I'm finna go do my life until I got to pop back in here and say the next thing that I need to say. So I think it's just, and I'm curious about what that looks like for you, of because you're saying it out of your mouth, right, of course, but what does that look like in practicality of being able to turn that off, you know, because every time we talk about an inbox, I'd be like, that girl, you need to turn that damn inbox off, because I know that people, I know the kind of stuff that people send you. And I know that I don't know everything that people send you, but just what I know that people send you is enough. So now you add this additional dynamic of something that is as connected to a harm that was caused and the victimhood. Like, it reminds me too of like the way that my mother operates, who is a narcissist. And like, I had to tell my cousins, don't come running me no message from. I don't care. I don't care what she's talking about. I don't care what she said. I don't care who she said, what, whatever. Now, I'm going to address what I'm going to address when I address what I feel like what I'm going to address in my spaces the way I want to address it. Outside of that, don't come running me no message. You know, so I'm grateful you even said that, because, and that's why I told the person, like, there's no need for you to, for, like, I don't, listen to me. Clip this. There's no need for y'all to be sending Bianca nothing. At all. Bianca does a good enough job of staying abreast of the things that are happening in the world on her own, I promise. Okay. So I just get real, like, I don't know if protective is the right word, but I mean, what, like, I know sometimes people are doing it with good intention. However, I also want you to consider the impact that it can have, especially when you're talking about someone's marriage or relationships or, you know, a deep harm that was caused, abuse. And I'm glad that you mentioned that it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, because this is not necessarily a situation where, you know, somebody was beating somebody's head in, but this is very much a situation of financial manipulation, of emotional manipulation, of lies. Like, there's a lot that's embedded in this that has caused a lot of irreparable harm. So when someone has experienced that type of situation, you don't keep sending them shit. Like, you know, I've talked about this before. My ex got married and somebody was like, you know, he got married. I don't give a flying about that man at all. I don't need to know anything about him and what he's doing, how he's trying to spend shit. I don't care, because I've got receipts. And if and when I get ready to drop these receipts, I'm going to say what I said, and then I'm going to be finished saying what I'm saying. So I'm curious what that looks like for you. What does that look like in practicality?
It's an excellent question, because it's still like a work in progress. Like, I don't know. A lot of this is still fresh, and it made me decide to go on the interwebs and to see for myself. So I did go to one of my like pages where she wasn't blocked, to see for myself what was posted on her page and to see her story. And I did. I did that yesterday. And I looked to see what was posted, all of that. And she looks happy. I'm happy for her, right? also on the same token, just be very intentional with the narratives also, because it is harmful, especially when someone is telling the truth. I don't know what that's going to look like in the balancing act. It is very hard for me to say this is where my boundary is, because I've been pushed to a level where I've had to really step back and reflect and be like, okay, so how much is this going to occupy my time and in my mm-hmm. space? And mm-hmm. having to be like, I got a website launch to focus on. I can't do that. And the website launch was great. I ain't posted about it, ain't talked about it, but the client did and shouted me out today. So that was great.
Excellent.
But I just have other things to consume myself with. And I just hope that as they're going on the campaign tour of going and reaching out to people to be like, I know you cool with Bianca, but insert narrative here mm-hmm, to play the mm-hmm. victim in the situation that she created. When I tell you God is good, God has provided and things for me in a way where I'm just very grateful. I'm very humbled. This has been such a learning experience for me. I am going to continue to talk through the best strategies for me of like when enough is enough. Sometimes I put my phone up and I walk away. Other times I listen to music and or write music and mm-hmm. I can't wait for my album to drop. So to answer your question, long story long, I'm doing the best I can with the resources and tools that I have in this healing process and journey to not always have to fight for my name and yeah. fight for honor and respect. And I also am at the point where I can't fight every single narrative and just mm-hmm. let them be them.
Mm-hmm.
So easier said than done, because it's your name, your life, yeah. and in some cases your livelihood. Like, this can impact business relationships and opportunities. And because I work also adjacent to the political world and circle, like, those relationships are important. They matter.
There are consequences, you know, to our actions. And, you know, I pray that she finds healing and that she finds truth. Honestly, at the end of the day, that is what I pray for. I was having a conversation with, I use that loosely, but I was talking to ChatGPT earlier about family, and because again, it's Dia de los Muertos time, and I was recording earlier, and I was talking about like what those characteristics are, if you will, that we need to see. And I've been talking about this on the Frolicking Truth just about every week. Like, what are the characteristics that we need to see from people to know that they're safe people? And I think that's so important, because there are also times, especially when we're not clear on that, that we make a lot of compromises regarding what actually makes us feel safe. And we, in the name of love, excuse a lot of things. And whether that be romantic love or familial love or friendship love, just in the name of caring about people, we excuse behaviors as opposed to addressing it, holding people accountable, and or realizing that this is who you are, and I cannot have those type of people in my space. So I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned relationships and people and just kind of like the fragility, if you will, when you have intersecting worlds and then there's some type of split that's caused, that there's fallout from that and people fallout from that. And I'm curious for you, how you've been managing that. It's something that people have been asking me a lot, because, you know, I'm actively in the process of like excluding certain people or moving people to different levels of access or what have you. And there's a lot of grief that comes along with that, though. There is knowing, okay, I'm making space for the people that are supposed to come, right, in theory, but being human and honoring the grief that comes along with that. I'm curious about what you are doing and how you're setting yourself up to honor and give space for the grief that might be coming as you're seeing people choose to make certain alignments or not call so much or not care so much, or you just kind of know like relationships are changing. How are you going about processing it?
In the moment of vulnerability, I have been avoidant in some of those of dealing with that, because I did write into Ask an Auntie for So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese about the situation with my ex-wife, but also about my goddaughter and how that relationship is, if I don't reach out, I don't hear from them, and I stopped, and so they stopped. But the intuition that I felt of things shifting, like honoring that and feeling that, and it has been devastating. Like, it's devastating that I'm unable to be in her life the way that I wanted to. Like, there was a routine that we had where I would have her almost every week, and they would be at the house, and it would usually be just me and her because my ex-wife at the time would be traveling and not there. So it would just be me and my goddaughter, and the bond and the relationship that I have with my goddaughter. Like, I miss that. And she's a child, so she doesn't necessarily understand the complexities of all the things that are happening. I don't know if she is even asking for me, or if she misses me, or anything like that. Like, I'm getting teary-eyed just talking about it, because one of the reasons why I found out the complexities with my heart was in the option and consideration of building a family.
Yeah.
It's what I wanted to do. And then now realizing that I can't, not just from my heart, but having stage 4 endometriosis. Like, there are things happening from the top and bottom that prevents me from safely having a child. And that's a grief all in itself. And then you form a bond with a little human that looks like you, that is locked up with you, that you picking them up from school, you picking them up from family members' house, you're taking them places and supporting them as they're doing different things, and then nothing. If I don't reach out, I don't hear nothing. And it's hurtful and it's sad. And I'm still going through the grieving process of that. And I do think that that's the one thing that hurts the most out of it, is me losing a I don't want to say losing a child, but that, I don't know how else to describe that. Like, I've lost a little human in my life, and I can't carry a little human. So it just is a lot to just process and to just deal with, you know. And to the godmother, you know, she's like, you know, it's awkward, you know, like, I love you, I love her. And this is the conversation that we had when I was at her house before I left to go to Peru, which was the last time that I was in the United States. So there are other relationships that fell off and all of that. Like, my pastor, you know, I was playing drums at the church. I was, you know, doing the things. I was a lay leader. I was helping out. I was showing up. I was doing the things. And to not hear anything after being very intentional with the last time that I came into the city, of being like, I really miss our relationship. I want us to continue to have conversation. And then after being very intentional with my desires, it not be met, like, it hurts. But now I know. You know, and then I see them just following me on Facebook the other day, but they're friends with me on Facebook. So that lets me know that at one point they unfollowed me where I wasn't showing up on their timeline. And now they've now set it to where I'm showing up on their timeline. Little stuff like that, that I notice and pick up on because I'm intuitive on the internet. And that was recently that happened.
And I sent you a message and was like, oh, look who's following me. What a little circle of their profile picture. Like, this stuff hurts.
Yeah.
There are people that have reached out to me in the midst of this particular situation regarding Elvis and her representing Elvis and being like, I can't believe that she would do that. And I don't really have too much to say to some of those individuals, because where were you back a couple of years ago when I literally was like, y'all, I'm not okay. My transparency moments ain't just to just talk bad about somebody. It is real truth that is happening. I'm being vulnerable to help others. And while there are some people, there are a lot of people, actually, let me not say that. There are a lot of people that do come on my inbox and say, thank you for saying that. This is something that I've been feeling and I've been dealing with. And there are some people that didn't have the opportunity that I did to be able to have another landing pad and a place to go. Mm-hmm. There are some people that are dealing with divorce that are still having to be cohabitating with their ex-partner because of how expensive it is to live in the world.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say, long story long, that I am still dealing with the grief of the losing of some of these relationships, at least the ones that matter to me. There are other ones that was just transactional politics. You know, I didn't get too caught up into that, you know, like love, light, and peace, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But for the ones that I truly cared about in particular with my goddaughter and my pastor.
Yeah, that hurts. It does. And I appreciate your honesty and your vulnerability in sharing that, because I think it's a part of healing that we don't necessarily often talk about, is how when you make a decision to pursue healing and to pursue wholeness and to pursue peace, a lot of times relationships start to dissipate into thin air. I deeply relate on the godchild tip. You know, I've had different podcast episodes where I've talked about being fired as a godmother, and I'm like, okay, I guess y'all don't want me no more. You know, but you've developed this relationship with this little person that you genuinely care about. And my hope is just always, I know that I've gotten older and I've looked for people that made an impact in my life, that maybe something happened, you know, with that relationship that I didn't get a chance to pursue that. So my thing that I cling to is that enough deposits were made that when they are able to make decisions for themselves, that they will seek you out and seek the truth. And that's also why I think it's important to have the truth documented of what is actually happening and how it does feel, because one day they are going to be looking to see, like, what happened. You know, I remember this person was a part of my life and they're not here anymore. So being able to have it documented that I would love to be a part of your life. However, there are extenuating circumstances. Just like you said, they're a child. You know, I remember when I divorced my family the first time, and I had looked at my brother, and at the time he was like 16, and I was like, I would take you with me, but they won't let me because you're a minor. You know, so it's like you just have to pray that the environment that they're in is going to be safe enough for them to be able to develop their own thoughts, and that eventually they will come looking. And if they don't, you know, then we just have to honor that that was supposed to be our role. We were supposed to be there for however amount of time to deposit whatever we deposited. And that was the job, you know, but it is so difficult. So for anyone who is listening, who is experiencing this, one, I want you to know that it's normal. Even though it doesn't feel good, it is very normal that when we choose ourselves, that people start to fall off. But I think what's more important is to give yourself grace and the opportunity to be able to feel your feelings. It is a process, though, because you can't grieve everything all at once, child, especially there's a lot of things going on. Now, we got to pick one or two now and like let that ride out for a little bit. like, you know, because it can come overwhelming. But just making a decision to allow yourself to, like, when I'm intentionally giving yourself moments to feel, and in those moments, allowing yourself to feel deeply, to put it into your art, to write about it, to journal about it, to give yourself different outlets of expression as you process what's happening, I think is really important. And that looks different for different people, wherever you feel like your spirit is being called. But it is a part of healing. And it is probably one of the hardest parts, because the more that you work on self, and the more that you make choices for yourself that honor yourself, the more that you will see the people that are around you that never supported that. And that's hard, especially when you have intersections of being neurodivergent and, like, you genuinely care about people and, like, you took this promise. This morning I was talking about our class song in high school was Count On Me by Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans.
Girl, and you were singing that thing too, girl.
I sure was, because I really loved that song and I believed in that. Like, I really, when they were like, Count On Me through thick, I'm holding my sister's hands. I'm like, y'all, we in this together, you know. So when you're somebody who really takes that type of stuff seriously, and then it's kind of just ripped away, or you see that maybe it wasn't as, it didn't mean as much to them as it meant to you, that's difficult. That is really, 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 really difficult to process. So I just want to urge anybody who's going through it to give yourself time. And also, we don't have the answers, because we live in this right now here with you. Okay. So it is a constant reminder every day to, all right, it's all right. Well, I guess I'm gonna be crying about this today, and that's all right, you know, and just giving yourself that permission, because I don't think it ever, I don't think the holes go away. I think we just grow around those gaps, but I think we still hold spaces for the people that have been important to us. And so it's hard when there are holes that are there from relationships that were important, you know, so we want to name that and honor that. So y'all tell us what you are doing to find balance in your journey as you're trying to figure out how to show up as a better person, but also recognizing that there are some people, some relationships, some places, some habits that are falling off that no longer align with who you are right now today. How are y'all working through that? And what is that looking like? Let's take a moment to be transparent and vulnerable about that. You know,
I did ask Chat 5 words. What's my curse? No explanation. That was it. New chat.
Okay.
Just asked. And it responded and said, you care too much for too long about people who don't deserve access to you.
God damn.
So then I asked, what's my gift? No explanation. And it says, you can turn your pain into power and make other people stronger in the process.
How do you feel about that?
So it made me feel very empowering. Like, in the midst of it all, like, just like the Teaching for the Culture pledge says, like, I'm using my story to change the world. Like, that's exactly what we are doing here, showing up on this platform, talking about healing that shit and encouraging others to dive deep into the things that you don't want to talk about and to be vulnerable and open and explore what those three keys look like: accountability, transparency, and integrity, and see how your life changes. Like, I wasn't always this way. I definitely was a heathen. I definitely was someone who would be out here acting a fool on the internet and also in real life. That is real. But I am a completely different human now. And I'm thankful for the grace. I am thankful for the love. I'm thankful for the mercy. Even when people in my village and corner still be petty to remind me where I've been. But I said,
you come a mighty long way. I don't know that people really understand that.
And so that goes to me always wanting to defend where I am in my positioning, because
I can see someone putting me back where I was, but I'm not there anymore and haven't been there for quite some time. So just don't misalign me. And if you are going to misalign me, then that's just going to be on you. Like Mel Robbins say, let them. Because let me continue to operate in the way that God has for me and not be so consumed and worried. Again, balancing peace with fighting narratives. That's full circle. Wow. I'm reflecting on that in real time.
I love that. So, there we have it, y'all. Please do comment. Please do share what your thoughts are, re-uplifting our areas where you're able to find us. Again, if you go to WeHealThatShit.com, everything is there. If you go to WeHealThatShit.com/playlist, you are able to access our playlist that we are curating to be able to support us in this healing work. So please do get connected, comment, like, subscribe, share with somebody that you know needs a dose of healing and a dose of truth, okay? Because that's what we are here to do. So tell the people where they can find you, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. You can find me on my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. On my website, you can see the different ventures that I'm a part of. You can be a part of my Patreon community and also connect with me and booking time on my calendar so that we can have a chat. I'm here to support and serve, and I'm just very grateful in the space that I'm able to sit to provide a global impact to not only just businesses and organizations, but advocating to protect our children online. So biancagoolsby.com. And where can the people find you, ma'am?
I wanted to uplift before I answer that. That article that you wrote, that was some good work, ma'am. We are in our writing bag right now. Bianca wrote an article regarding the increase. And if you all watch Morning CNN allegations, she talked about this there. But the way that Florida is manipulating data in order to drastically increase the number of underperforming schools. The article was everything, honey. She outlined it. You understands me? So make sure that y'all connect and read the things because we trying to tell you. All right. So y'all can find me at KimberlynJackson.com. That is where all of my ventures are linked there. I also invite you to connect with us here on YouTube over at Minding My Black Ass Business. We're building out a whole world over there. So please do connect to Minding My Black Ass Business if you have not done so already. I also like to give you a special invitation to join us in the archive. That is the Patreon. When you join the archive, you're able to become a keeper and really just tap into the world and universe that is being created over at Minding My Black Ass Business. So please do come holla at me over there. All right. That's it. That's all, y'all.
Yes, indeed. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for asking the questions and holding space as I cried on this episode. And I probably won't be crying next episode. I'm going to be a thug, but want to definitely get an update on your ceremony with your altar and you printing out the pictures and you celebrating you and your family and the things that you are creating over there. So I look forward to the next episode. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Okay. And thank y'all for the folks that have been behind the scenes as we record this in real time. Greatly appreciate it. And until next time, peace.
Bye, y'all.